Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, guys? I'm Dax Holt.
I am Alicia Renee. We are the hosts of Pot Sauce, your podcast discovery show.
Well, we got a good one for you today. Ooh. I'm excited about it. I feel like you always come in with some really good true crime stuff.
Man, let me tell you something. Imagine, if you will, you're at the family reunion minding your own business, but there's something about your father.
Tell me more.
That just gets in your crawl and you can't quite put your finger on it. And you look at Daddy and you say, Daddy's put a couple bodies in the ground.
What?
That actually
I've never
happens.
Looked at my dad and said that. What are you
Daddy's
talking about?
Daddy's put a couple bodies in the ground. Now, The Clearing is the podcast that I'm speaking about. Now, it's hosted by Josh Dean. It is the story about when April Belasco, who at 40 years old, knew that there was something going on with her father that she couldn't quite put her finger on, only to discover that her father was a multiple murderer. Edward Wayne Edwards was arrested in 1980 for the double murderer of two teenagers, Tim Hack and Kelly Drew. After 30 years, though, after the murder actually occurred, imagine how challenging it must have been for April to turn her father in, because he was only found because she was like, yo, y'all come get my daddy. He over here.
Killing people.
He over here putting bodies in the ground.
I wonder if they were her friends, too.
Well, also, when I don't want to give away too much of the podcast, but when he was caught, it was found out there's a few other people that he had to lay to rest.
Okay, what is the name of this again?
Is that the way to put it? He laid them. He retired them from living?
Yes.
He retired them from living involuntarily.
Okay, what is the name of this?
I am clearing.
Ready to write this down.
I said The Clearing.
You know
she
me.
Had to clear another seat right, at that dining right. room table because she was tired of looking at her murderous daddy. Come get him up out of here.
If you want to check out The Clearing, you can always head on over to podsauce.com. We will have links there directly for you so you can check it out. And don't forget to sign up for our newsletter. I think that is the easiest thing for people to do.
We want you guys to be in the know as soon as we know what episodes are going to go up. What Pod Sauce is out here doing in these streets. So for sure, like Dax said, go to podsauce.com, sign up for our newsletter, and in the meantime, do not go anywhere because we have more coming up. This is Pod Sauce. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Pod Sauce, your podcast discovery show. Dax, what you got for me?
All right, I got a pick for you, which is funny because I thought I came across this pick in a very organic way, and then Angie called me out.
Oh, okay.
But they had liked a post that we did, and I was like, oh, let me check out this podcast. Okay. You know, they liked it on Twitter or whatever. It's called The Tennis Podcast.
The Tennis Podcast. Okay, talk to me.
And apparently one of our guests had also mentioned it, so it's a good one.
Like 10, like the number 10-ish?
10. So they're covering top 10 lists, but they cover anything, any topic out there, and break down the list. Mm. And they're kind of fun topics. So highest grossing films ever, worst US presidents, mm-hmm. deadliest animals, best selling video games, and they just do it all. I listened to the episode about the top 10 careers with the most psychopaths.
Talk to me. Listening.
I saw that. I was like, yep,
yes,
play.
Yes, please.
Okay, so do you have any guess of what, because that's what they do. They play games. One of them has the list. Mm-hmm. The other one will guess what they're ranked as.
Top 10 careers with psychopaths?
Yes.
Lawyers.
Number two.
That's yeah. why I quit law school.
Yeah.
Before you threw that okay. shade that I knew was coming my way.
Okay.
I beat you to it. Doctors.
Surgeons is on the list.
See what I'm saying?
I don't know all of them because I didn't write them all down. I'm just kind of going off memory.
What did they say?
CEO is number one.
1,000%.
This one's funny. TV and radio, people in media. Keep in mind, it's we're number TV. Two is lawyer, number three is radio, TV personalities.
What are they trying to say?
I'm just saying you might have some personality issues.
Is that a reason? Is this what we're doing today, Dax? Is this what we're doing?
No, I was like, what? What?
You're like, that sounds like
me. I'm like, that sounds like me.
She went to school for law.
Seven is cops.
Okay.
And nine is a chef. Chefs.
For a psychopath?
Yeah. They've got over 150 episodes. Okay. They dive into, like I said, every category out there. They they do trivia with each other. It's pretty funny. I truly enjoy it. So I think if you want to check out my pick for this week, it's called The Tennis Podcast.
I think that's a dope pick because it also, like you said, allows you to talk with whoever you're listening to it with, or even just talk back, because if you're like me, you talk back to things. That's very psycho-ish. Girl, back that up. You guys go to podsauce.com where you can get more information on Zax's pick, Tennis.
Tennis.
Tennis
podcast.
All right, don't go anywhere, guys. We've got some more. This is Podsauce.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, welcome back to Podsauce. I'm Alicia Renee.
And I'm Dax Holt.
We are now joined by the host of The X Appeal, Julian and Jen. Hi guys.
Hi. Thanks for having us on.
No, I'm excited to have you guys here.
Finally!
We have so many questions lined up. We're really looking forward to this conversation. Mm-hmm. I mean, for people that recognize your face, let's say a Jen, you may also recognize her from Extra.
Yes.
She's one of the correspondents hosts of Extra.
Right. I do the weekend show and then the weekdays. I'm usually on the red carpet, but, you know, lately it's been a little different.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. So let's jump into this podcast, X Appeal. To describe this to someone who has not heard of it before, you guys are two exes who have now come together to do a podcast, which is unusual to say the least, correct?
Yeah.
You go. Take it away.
it's unusual, but you know, when our relationship ended, we stayed friendly because we realized we actually respected each other and enjoy each other on a like human level. So we stayed friendly, and then, you know, after that we started kind of like talking of each other's dating lives, and then we realized that there was a lot of misunderstanding, like, you know, Jen would be dating someone and think that, oh, this guy said this, this means this. And I'd be like, no, as a guy, if I say this, it means that.
Brutally honest. Okay. Brutal, you know.
Yeah. And then, you know, it'd be like, oh, wow, I never really thought about it. And those discussion, we ended up finding out that it's fun to have a male versus female point of view on one specific situation. Mm-hmm. So we just like...
I think it was one day we were on a rooftop at, at what, Starbucks or no?
No, Restoration Hardware.
Restoration Hardware.
I'm like, what Starbucks has a rooftop?
I know, that's right. That's right. I was like, no, that's not Starbucks. That's not right.
I need to go to that Starbucks.
Doesn't sound right. And we were just talking about relationships, and I said, we should do something with this. We should, you know, start a podcast or something. And it took a long time for us to get to that place where we were ready to do it.
Yeah, it took like a few months, and then
I think it was during COVID, actually.
Yeah,
wasn't
it was during COVID. We started in September of last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I think that's so dope, just about the concept of your podcast, because I'm not friends with any of my exes. If I saw them on the street, I would kick them, or I would cross the other, you know, to the other side. Because it's very rare that you find that people are able to come back to this space where you guys have seemed to find such a beautiful camaraderie between the two of you. How did you guys find yourself in this space where you're like, no, we can do this, and we can do it even with people having their questions in there? Are you sure you're just friends?
You know, I think it's Julian and I one day decided that we were better off as friends because of the longevity of it all. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that, yeah, sometimes hookups or boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, kind of relationships can be a little fleeting. But for us, I wanted you to stick around.
Yeah.
And maybe the magic wasn't there as it was before, but I still wanted you in my life.
That's
because
it.
I respect your opinion and I valued you as a friend more than anything else.
Exactly. And it was the same for me. We, you know, sometimes you get into a relationship with someone and then you realize, like,
you truly are better as friends.
It's not, you know, it's not necessarily working. It's nothing wrong. It's not like we don't like each other. It was just like, oh, yeah. But then it's true that it was like, oh, but being able to still be in touch with the person because you genuinely enjoy them, to us, that was important.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
And how does your new man deal with a working relationship with your ex? I think that's gotta be a question that comes up. Is he jealous? Is he like, no, this is the homie Julian?
Oh, overall, he's been pretty supportive, you know, because I'll talk about Julian openly in the house because we live together now. Obviously, we're, you know, having a baby, so I talk about him a lot and our working relationship, but in the beginning, it was a little awkward, you know, because he wasn't sure exactly where we stood. Mm-hmm. And I think it's awkward for anybody, any partner who has to see someone's ex come into the picture again in any capacity, which is partially, and I'll be honest, which is kind of why we do our podcasts away from my home, because I just think it's weird talking about, you know, sex and love and relationships with an ex when your new partner is around. Yeah. I think that, you know, out of respect for him, I just kind of like to keep it separate.
So he doesn't listen to your podcast then?
I told him not to.
Like, that's the first hit. Tune it out, babe. This is not for you.
You know, you're going to hear some stuff and you're going to see some stuff, and it just makes for, I guess, unnecessary complications.
Yeah.
So break down, for someone who may be a new listener to the X Appeal, break down the approach of the show, because, and how you guys avoid the, what's the word, the easy way of when you're talking about the dynamics of relationships and whatnot, how to make it, well, because you remember you did this, or, you know, and you did, how do you take away the personalization of it?
Yeah, still.
I mean, and that's just what I was going to say. It's like, our podcast is just, it's not about, yes, we're two exes, but we're not talking about our relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, I think what we're bringing up is, like, we pick a specific topic that is highly debatable, especially between a man and a woman, and Jen and I debate it. And because we know each other, and because we've been intimate, and because we've done all this, I guess we can, it's easier to really dig a little bit deeper. Mm-hmm. So we'll take, you know, our first episode was, how long do you wait before you become
rump
intimate
stomachs
with someone?
Yeah.
Rump stomachs. Yeah.
My girl.
How long do you wait for them, right? Mm-hmm. And then Jen has her opinion, and then I have my opinion, and then I can talk for, I want to say, most guys, and then she can talk for whatever, most men, and then most women, and then sometimes we'll bring an expert who will give us actual data to actually help support whatever we're talking about.
That's good. So it's just mainly the male and female perspective, and you just happen to be exes more so.
Yeah, but you know, we'll throw in some anecdotes here and there.
Yeah. Like, you know, remember when? No.
Remember the last part. Time we were out and you were looking down at your phone the whole time?
I do not recall that whatsoever.
I was listening to your guys' latest episode, the X Appeal 2.0.
Yeah.
You guys just, congrats on your new deal. They just signed a new deal with a new production company.
Did they back up the Brinks on y'all? Did they back it on up? Good for
well,
y'all.
Well, you know, we won't sign that ink. I know that's right.
Yeah, so congrats with the Hernet deal. But during that that first discussion, you guys were talking about her name, and you said her last name wrong. And it made me laugh so hard because you guys have clearly been together as friends, you know, as
like as and partners. I've known you how many years now?
It's this,
years.
But I said it right. I said Lammers.
No, you didn't. You said Lammers.
Lammers, yeah.
You have to go back to I'm French.
Okay, what's my name?
Julian.
No, it's Julien.
Oh, no.
Oh, so you're saying it wrong.
Get into it. French on me. That's not okay.
So you're pronouncing it wrong.
Okay.
I pronounce with exactly how it's written. I pronounce
I still don't
it.
Know
I just.
If your just last name is really Marlon or if it's Simone.
It's my middle name. Marlon's my middle name. So much.
Allow me to hi. I'm Jen. It's good to meet you.
Julian. Yeah. Marlon right? Simone.
By the way, was this a joke? Have you picked out a name for your future child?
Yes, I have.
And is Julian in there?
Because
I didn't know if that was a joke.
No. I feel like if I had never met Julian, then maybe the baby's name. Because I do think it's a solid name. It's
but
a,
no,
it's
there's
a
too much
name.
Trauma attached to it.
There's true. Yeah.
We don't want it to be triggered. It's so funny because I was asking Dee, because I know you guys are friends of Dean. I was like, is this real, this right here? Because I would have questions.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure they talked all about that. But I think that was a joke. So what has been the one topic that you guys have chatted about on your podcast that has actually become awkward?
Oh, that's a good question.
Is there one? I feel like you're so
both of
open
us are kind of like, everything's on the table. And, you know, I have to kind of watch sometimes what I say because of work.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
It can't get too raunchy. And that's what, and we talked about this before we even started the podcast. You know, I have an entire company that's potentially looking at this, and, you know, so there are a few words that are off limits.
Yeah. Has there ever been an episode, or just where you guys discovered something new about one another that you just did not know? Because obviously, since you're no longer together, your life is still moving forward in different directions, and you're looking at him like, I didn't think that about you.
You know, I think I got a really deeper insight on Julian's family life. Like, I didn't know that his parents weren't married. Or they split, like, a long time ago after they had you. And what kind of impact that's had on your life.
Yeah, on how
life.
I see my relationships. Yeah, absolutely. And same with Jenna. I always get so mind-blown by how open-minded she is when it comes to relationships. Like, she comes from a very more of a conservative type of family.
Ohio.
But she's so the opposite of a conservative, I want to say, woman when it comes to relationship, right? She likes to have her space. She likes to be independent. She likes to make her own money.
He says I'm very European.
Honestly, to me, it's so European, you know? Okay, like, having a baby when you're not necessarily married, for us, it's like, it's normal. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times in the US, I've heard that discussion where it's like, wait, hold on. Are you guys married? You want to get married before you have a baby? I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. And like, how are you going to do it? It's just, I'm going to
have a baby.
Have a baby.
And take care of it.
And see how it works out.
Now, have you invited any other exes to join the podcast?
That would be
hilarious.
That's a very good idea.
Join, you know, people that still maintain a friendship, because I saw that was also an episode of maintaining friendships with people of the opposite sex.
Right.
And how that sometimes can be difficult on relationships. But I would be interested to see how other people handle it as well.
The month of October is great, because that could just be a complete horror show.
It's already spooky season.
1,000%. You guys should nail that.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if we know any.
And see how people navigate it. I don't know of anyone who has maintained a really close relationship with their ex.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's ask Jennifer Aniston, because she seems to be friends with literally all of them.
I'm sure she's got plenty of time to stop on by a podcast.
Bring one of your exes. Bring one of them down. She can come over at my house
and we'll shoot at my house, no problem.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to check out X Appeal, head on over to podsauce.com. We'll have a link there for you guys so you can check out X Appeal. And it's a fun, different slant on relationship advice and discussions. And
I really like it.
We recommend it.
I like the approach. I like the personal accountability. And I also like, now, you know, we dated not even that long ago. What you're saying doesn't match up, but
That's right. Knock it off. We have all the receipts.
Actually, you know, when there's one episode, I think we talk about sex, and that we kind of talk about how it went I would say that was a little bit like...
That might have been the cringiest.
The cringiest in the sense of
the cringy is good.
As a listener, you're just like, oh, you're like, what are you going to say next?
As a listener, they're popping popcorn.
Yes.
Listener, they are popping popcorn.
So on the next episode, do your biggest pet peeves about each other. And then everyone will be on the edge of
I already have one for you. I'm a producer on this show.
Julie, I mean, come on.
You don't want to say, I already got one. So I've been holding on to it. Waiting for my time to shine. Thank you for that one. Oh, you want to back that up, buddy. Guys, go to podcast.com where you can get more on Exit Pill. Jen, Julian, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah. Don't you guys go anywhere. We have more. This is Pod Sauce. Welcome back, guys. I'm Alicia Renee.
And I'm Dax Holt. And it is that time of the day.
What time is it?
Because we can't end a show without getting an Alicia pick.
You better get into it, Dax.
So, Alicia's pick. Let's hear it.
Have you ever been in a car with a know-it-all?
Yes.
And you just want to knock them into teefuses?
Oh, yes.
Or, you know, just you're having conversations with people and something that they're saying doesn't ring true because you know better.
Is that weird that I can actually see someone in my mind that I'm thinking as you're saying
all
this?
We're going to talk on the commercial break. I want to know that person. I want to know what you're hiding over there. But Stuff You Should Know is the podcast for you if you find yourself in spaces where you want to know a little something about everything. Mm-hmm. This podcast runs the gamut. Now, they've got over 1,800 episodes already in the can. Everything from champagne, of course, the origination of it, Satanism, if you're in that kind of stuff.
Nope.
If you want to know about the Stonewall Uprising, the theory of LSD. I mean, this podcast literally runs the gamut. And that's what I like about it. I'm one of those people that wants to know a little something about everything. Mm-hmm. And they just truly break it down, but they break it down in a way that's really portable for the everyday person. And it doesn't feel like it's over your head.
So you're wanting to be the person I think about when I'm like, that person knows everything.
I think that there's a beauty in knowing a little something about everything, right? So when you get invited to those dinners, you can actually participate in the conversation. Mm-hmm. And if you find yourself being one of those people, Stuff You Should Know is your podcast. It literally covers the gamut.
No, I honestly, good pick.
You mean it?
I mean it.
Say it with your chest. Say it to the camera and say it again.
I said it to you. We don't have to start repeating it to everyone else that I think you get a point. Okay, let's take it down a notch, Leash. No, but I think that is a good pick because I include it. I like to know a little bit about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Because then you can participate in those conversations. I hate small talk.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of stuff that helps during small talk.
Thank you. That's an even better way to put it. It really helps get you over small talk.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right.
Stuff You Should Know.
Stuff You Should Know. And listen, we got a lot of recommendations on the website. If you've never been to podsauce.com, check it out. And make sure you follow us on social media. It's super easy. It's The Pod Sauce. You can find us on IG, Facebook, YouTube, where there is a visual version of this show. If you're just happening to be listening to us right now,
you want to get into what we're given visually.
Like these socks.
Like
and
these
that
toes.
Sweater.
This 5-point. Oh, we are matching.
Look at that.
You notice that?
I did.
Oh, happy socks.
Happy socks.
Did they cut you a check?
Not on this one.
Put your foot down. Put your foot down. Okay, I got your back. Put your foot down.
Oh, guys, you can find me on social media at Dax Holt.
And I am at I am Alicia Renee. Until next time, thank you all so much for joining us on our various platforms. In the meantime, be good to yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.